We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He doesn't throw a lot of picks. He's not your typical rookie quarterback in the sense where he seems lost. He looks very confident in his approach. I know they had a bad game last week. You know, you look for them to step back up.
Can't just have one game plan to go against them. You have to try different things because, you know, he's got a very good internal clock in his head of, you know, when the ball's going to be thrown, and he's going to try to get there every single time. And then Suggs, same thing. You know, sometimes he lures you to sleep, you know, with his behavior, but he's very ball aware. He understands protections, very smart, savvy, student of the game. And so sometimes he knows when to take his chances, and that makes it very, very complicated.
They watch the film too, so they know where the escape lanes could potentially be. But a lot of these quarterbacks are improvisers, so they're going to find holes even if you think you don't have any in your defense. So we just have to do a really good job of communicating, being able to catch him once he gets in your sight. Because a lot of guys have one-on-ones with him. It's just a matter of being able to get him on the ground once you get him in those spots.
A potpourri of Steelers setting the scene for this big Week 14 matchup in the desert, the Steelers and Cardinals, as Pittsburgh embarks on the final quarter of the season. 7-5 record with everything to play for, still in line to make the playoffs despite the Ben Roethlisberger injury and more. And to help us set the scene today, we'll be joined on site from the Marriott Pittsburgh City Center by the great Doran Dickerson. To my left is the tremendous writer, columnist, social media maven, talk show host, Chris Muller, on Twitter at Chris Muller, PGH. I'm Andrew Filippone, Craig Riley back in our studios, and we are roaring and ready to go here over the next 4 hours. Phil Kessel's homecoming across the street from us tonight. Chris, will you be in attendance? Alex Muller, is this a family affair? Get Lennox out
for the Coyotes? No, this is not a game we will be in attendance for. That's past Lennox's bedtime at this point. But I will be, we'll be watching at the home with bated breath.
Will she wear the Kessel Penguins jersey for
No. Alex has a very strident rule. Once she has a jersey of a player and that player departs the Penguins via trade or free agency, she no longer wears the jersey. She has a Murray jersey from me. Likes it. I got the Kessel one as like a little fun wedding gift, thinking, all right, at least a couple years out of this, and we definitely got a couple years out of it, but now that jersey gets retired, goes back in. If he doesn't play for the Penguins, she doesn't rock the jersey. Do you respect it?
Sure. Yeah, that's a loyal fan that respects the logo on the front and cares less about the name on the back. Good for her.
That's right.
That's true fandom right there.
It's about the team.
We see jerseys come back once a player retires or hangs it up. I expect there'll be a lot of Kessel Penguins jerseys in the house tonight, but
he's going to get a ridiculous ovation, too, when
I'm excited for the montage. Maybe there's some lighter moments in it.
Well, his montage is going to be...
exchange with Pierre about his breath.
Right. The montage is going to be him pulling little pranks on people, him being... what was the thing in the locker room that really scared him? The cool thing about his montage is that it ends with two Stanley Cups and him scoring a boatload of big goals and big moments. That's what's cool about it.
And that's tonight at 7 o'clock across from us at PPG Paints Arena. Chris, I really desperately need your help today. Not just you, because you're just a mere mortal. You're one man. I'm not going to put it all on your shoulders.
Huh?
But I'm asking for you. I'm asking for Doran's help when he gets here at 3.
He just pulled up, so he's ready to go.
Let's see if he can find a parking spot. I'm asking for the support of all of Pittsburgh today on this topic. Steelers-Cardinals on Sunday. Because I have a terrible feeling because of what I've watched from the football cognoscenti, the so-called experts, over the last 24 hours or so have me completely spooked on
the football intelligentsia.
It started this morning.
You know why? I know why.
It started this morning.
I know why.
Turn on the radio.
Let it all out. Let it out.
Get myself a cup of coffee. The entire morning show. Oh, this is an easy pick. Steelers, 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 Steelers. All four, clean sweep. They all said easy game. Back up the Brinks truck. Steelers will have no problem. They'll turn it into Pittsburgh West. Terrible towels swirling. It's a de facto home game. They're going to blow out the Cardinals. Did you see what happened to them last week? They lost 34-7. They were barely in the game. They got just destroyed by a Rams team the Steelers beat. So that was number one. Okay, I hear that. Uh-oh. Yeah. That gets right on my radar. The entire morning show likes the Steelers. Uh-oh.
Correct.
Next up, ESPN. Punch that into the old internet machine.
Beep, boop, 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 beep, boop, boop.
There's ESPN, 12 experts,
yeah,
so-called football experts, 11 of them
uh-oh,
picked the Steelers to beat the Cardinals, 11 out of 12.
Who was the lone holdout?
I think Trey Wingo.
Oh, now, see, if it was somebody that we both thought was, like, their sharpest, most astute analyst, like Lewis Riddick.
No, Wingo Riddick likes the Steelers.
But if Riddick liked the Cardinals, then I'd really start
okay,
to
so
worry.
There's one.
Okay.
Only one out of 12. Go to Pro Football Focus panel, blue ribbon panel.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Gradkowski, a member of that. 7 out of 8, Pro Football Focus, Steelers over Cardinals.
I'm sensing a sign here.
CBS Sports, good people over there. All 8 of their writers, Steelers over Cardinals. It's nearly unanimous, and this is the last one, the cherry on top. So everybody loves the Steelers, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the last hour, the line for the game has gone from Steelers favored by 2.5 to now Steelers only favored by 1.5. So try to figure that out. The entire world thinks the Steelers are going to win the game, and the line is going the other way.
Them Vegas sharps.
How
Vegas wasn't built on losers.
Does 1.5 sound like a coin? Is that a coin flip game to you? 1.5.
On the road, as the road team being favored, it suggests to me that Vegas thinks that it is the road team clearly better.
But do you know -1.5, if you translate the line into win percentage or win probability,
it's like 51-49. It's 54%.
Yeah. So a 1.5-point favorite is supposed to win 54% of the time, and like 99.9% of people picking this game are saying it's the Steelers, no questions asked.
You're fading
Chris,
the public.
That freaks me out. That's too many people thinking one thing is going to happen, and you are one of these people too.
I think it's
no hesitation. Yesterday, you said Steelers over Cardinals.
I think it's going to be a dogfight, though. Like, I think that this is going to be a very difficult game. I probably said it too quickly as far as not hesitating during my process, because I have thought for a while, really all week, that this was going to be a very difficult game. And not in the Tomlin loss sense, but in the Cardinals are coming off getting absolutely boat raced. But if you look a little deeper at them, they were starting to make real tangible improvements despite losing football games. They played the Niners tough enough twice to beat them both times and just came up short. They've got it in them to deliver a game good enough to beat the Steelers. There's no doubt in my mind about that. They are absolutely good enough and dangerous enough to beat the Steelers. And the one thing that they do horribly, to a man, is the one thing the Steelers are probably not super equipped to take advantage of, and that's defend the pass. They give up, collectively, that team, a 113.5 passer rating. That's what your passer rating against looks like when you're 32nd in the league in pass yardage and everything else. And yet the Steelers, do you really anticipate Duck Hodges throwing the ball 30 times?
Well, I have an incredible stat, by the way. Do I anticipate him throwing the ball that many times? No.
That's what I mean.
If it's a close game and it's a run game and it's a lower possession game, I don't think he should throw the ball that many times. He hasn't in any of his starts yet. I took some time. I like to get into work early. I don't have any of the trappings of life. I've got a beautiful wife at home and 2 dogs, but I don't need to be around them 24/7. Let's face it, okay? I like to get out, get to the office early, take my time. It's cake day. Got a little red velvet cake going on at work.
You like the environment.
Yes.
You like being
in the mix. It's my barbershop. I'm not in any social clubs. Very few people like me. So the fact that I have a place where I can... The fact that I can...
Doran likes you.
Well, that's because maybe I'll buy him a drink later. But the fact of the matter is this. I got there early today, and I wanted to get an answer to this question.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have the Steelers, well, not how many times, let me start over again. When was the last time the Steelers won 2 games out west in a regular season? The last time they won multiple games in the Mountain and Pacific time zones.
When was the last single season?
Regular season. 16-game regular season. When was the last time it happened? We already have 1 win this year at L.A. That was Ducks' first start against the Chargers.
Yes.
When was the last time they won 2 in a regular season?
I don't think they ever have.
You're wrong, which is nothing new, but it's okay.
Mm-hmm. This century?
No.
1994.
No. Not in your lifetime. 1984 is the last time they won two games out west.
Really?
Yep. 1984. Chuck Knoll, they beat the 49ers in San Francisco. They beat the Los Angeles Raiders.
I should have known that the 49ers game because that kept 49ers from being 16-0 that year. That was a team that beat a team that ended up 15-1.
Last week of the season, they beat the Raiders. They made it to the playoffs. They upset John Elway in the divisional round. Then they got their barn doors blown off by Dan Marino in the AFC Championship game. That is the last time, Chris. It's been 35 years, and I get it. They don't play West Coast teams in the AFC West and the NFC West every single year.
But it has you, still, again, thinking ugly thoughts about this game.
Yes, because one of the
old... You know what you think? You think they're due to lose this game. History, everyone betting one way. The morning show should be enough of a five-alarm fire here as far as like making you nervous. Everything is
and
going
it was their
the way
conviction.
Of it. Yep.
Everybody in the morning show is like, just go and put as much money on this game
show
as
up for
possible.
The game.
And there was no dissenting opinion. There wasn't anybody there that was even trying to, well, pump the brakes, hold your horses here. This is going to be a competitive game. The line, the odds makers, the people whose very livelihood, their sports books, their casinos, everything depends on them getting the game right. Mm-hmm. They are saying this could go either way. It is almost a 50-50 game. So, and it's not just Pittsburgh that's falling for it. I want to emphasize that point. It's not just the people that cover the Steelers like us who talk about it every day. It's the national football media thinks too. Up layup game. Just as many people, Chris, on ESPN, pick the Bengals to go to Cleveland and win this week as the Cardinals over the Steelers.
Why do you think that
just
is?
Just as many people picked Eli Manning and the Giants to go to Philadelphia and beat the Eagles
Why
Monday
do you think
night.
It is? Why do you think it is? So now you have confronted your fear.
Recency bias. It's too much of an emphasis on what have you done for me lately. People are too heavily influenced by what happened last Sunday. Oh, Cardinals got blown out. They stink. Steelers rallied to beat the Browns. Therefore, the Steelers are much better than the Cardinals, no questions asked.
Rate the units in this game, team offense and team defense.
Steelers defense, 1. Mm-hmm. Cardinals offense, 2. Steelers defense, 3.
Steelers offense, 3.
Cardinals defense, 4.
I like 1 plus 3 being better than 2 plus 4.
And yet you pick the Steelers to win.
Yeah, I just said I like the Steelers.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay. This is like golf. You want the lower number here. I picked them to win. I don't think it's going to be an easy game.
And you have great confidence? You didn't really convince me in this segment, though.
60% confidence.
All right.
What did you want me to do? Give you an impassioned speech?
Yes.
Every game they play with Devlin Hodges as their quarterback is going to be a battle.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.